I just thought to focus on to start, I guess, with the first Mishnah and focus on the Lashon in the first Mishnah. So the first Mishnah opens up by saying, Mavoi Shu Gavo Lamala Me'asrim Amma Yemait. So the first question that arises from the Mishnah is, why does it say Mavoi? L'chora, it'd be more correct to say Korosh, Shehi Gavo Lamala Me'asrim Amma Yemait. Why focus on the Mavoi? The Ha'ara is a little bit weakened by our Mishnah. Our Nusach and our Mishnah is Lamala Me'asrim Amma. So the Mavoi itself is not Lamala Me'asrim Amma. The Mavoi is 20 tall. It wouldn't be right to say it's Lamala, it's above. It's both Gavoa and Lamala Me'asrim Amma. That seems to refer to the Korah. So in this Nusach, I would say we still have a question, but maybe it's a different kind of question. It's, why is the Mavoi explicated if the Iker Nidon is the Korah? But in Rabbeinu Hananel's Gersa, and the Bach's Gersa, and the Rambam's Gersa, and the Miri's Gersa, which is that the Mishnah says, Mavoi Shu Gavoa Me Esrim Amma Yimait. So we're only talking about the Mavoi. The Korah is not in the Mishnah at all. The implication would seem to be that there's a certain shear for a Mavoi. A Mavoi has to be a certain size tall. Obviously, behooves to try to understand where that din would be placed and how it would fit in, but that would certainly be the Mashmas of the first Mishnah, L'chorah. So to turn to the way the Mishnah first gets explained by Rav, the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo limduha ela mipischo shel heichal. Reb Yehuda lo limdo ela mipischo shel ulam, tisnan pischo shel heichal gavo esrim amma v'rachvo eser amos, v'shel ulam gavo arbaim amma v'rachvo eserim amos. U'shnei mikra echa darshu, v'shachatu pesach ha'omoid. The basic gang of Rav is to say that we're learning from the suras, from the Pesach of the Heichal, or we're learning from the Pesach of the Ulam, and the dinim of the Mishnah derive from there. The question, though, obviously, is which dinim, and what dinim does he have in mind, and whether or not there is this din that we sort of might see in the Mishnah, is it included in what Rav says? So just one minor har in the Lashon HaGemara, Rav uses a very interesting Lashon. Rav says, Chachamim lo limduha ela mipischo shel heichal. So what is that supposed to connote? Chacham lo limduha ela. Isn't a more appropriate lashon? Chachamim limduha mei. Why lo limduha ela? So on the one hand, I guess our lefum riyata, we would chalk it up to certain certainty. Rav is saying, absolutely, it's 100% true that they learned it from here. I won't countenance any other explanation of the Mishnah. But that's very hard to understand. Rav doesn't pass on like this explanation. Rav ends up saying, Adav Gimel Amud Aleph, that a Mausra works, and we don't use this explanation of the Mishnah. To say lo limduha ela is, I know of 100% this is the only possible pshat, and then to have a bout face on Adav Gimel Amud Aleph may not explain the dinim as well. I thought more pasha is to point out that the Gemara, starting on Adav Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph, points out a string of dinim that are all included in this idea of Rav. Rav is going to pass to us a Pesach Yosir Me Esrim. Rav is going to pass a Mausra Yosir Me Esrim. Rav, this establishes the Rochav, obviously, as well as the Gova. So all of these dinim come from here. I might suggest a fifth din or a sixth din, depending on how you count it, that it's possible, some Rishonim will tell you, even the din of Eser Amos for the Gova Pesach come from here. It might be telling some of the questions of the Fe'am and Aleph. So that's what he's saying. When you have five dinim, which we certainly have, when you have at least, let's say, very clearly, four dinim, a Mausra's height, to a Pesach's height, Rochav and Gova Pesach, which are all explicated in the Gemara, so it's correct to say, lo limduha ella, they only derive these shiurim from Pesach HaHeichal. One could disagree with Rav on two levels. You could disagree with Rav in total, that obviously in Gantzin, he's absolutely incorrect, none of these dinim come from Pesach HaHeichal. But you could also disagree about some and agree about others. In fact, that might be meshachech, it might soften the distinction between Rav's final maskan on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and what Rav says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Not necessarily does Rav go back from everything which he said, but he's chozer from saying, lo limduha ela, that kind of statement that all the dinim come from here is certainly not true. So the question still is, what is in lo limduha ela and pischo shel heichal? What's included in that statement? Is it possible to suggest that there's a din of height of a mavoi independent of other factors which is learned from here? So to take a step back and clarify sort of what we would mean by this, and maybe also will help a little bit to understand in the Gemara, we're not stating that Rav learns that Suras HaPesach works, or that Korah works, or that Lechi works, or any of the other Tikkunim work, including Amalsura, based on Pesach HaEichal. These are ways in which you clarify where a Pesach is objectively. But the Shiurim, at least, are Ke'echad, learned from Pesach HaEichal, in Rav's first Shita. That would be slightly different than this other din that we're suggesting might be included in this package. Those dinim, let's say the height of a Tzuras HaPesach, or the height of a Malsara, the height of a Korah, certainly, and the fact that a Korah only works for Eser, Amos, Berochav, are all dinim in the Shiurim of these Tikkunim as we derive from the Pesach HaEichal. In the Pesach HaEichal, an Amalsara only worked at Esrim, so somewhere else in the Mavoi, it will only work at Esrim. Does an Amalsara work in a Mavoi because it worked in the Pesach HaEichal? Perhaps not. Maybe an Amalsara derives from the fact that it distinguishes and clarifies where the Pesach is. But the shear of Amalsara is borrowed from Pesach HaEichal. That's all we're claiming that Rav is learning. It's possible that someone could broaden that. I don't know whether that's true from the Gemara itself.
Covered in a causal way or a reflecting way?
I don't even know. I wouldn't even necessarily state more than reflection. In fact, I think we're going to try to argue that it may only be reflection. I think that the second din, which we're talking about, to go to the din of our Mishnah, though, is different from that. The din of our Mishnah, it's impossible to say that the only thing that they learned was a shear. All it is, if we're asserting that there's a din, that the Mavoi has to be a certain height tall, all it is a shear. So that is, I think, a matter of causation, a matter of direct correlation, that we're learning the fact that in the Pesach HaHeichal was a certain size tells us how large a Pesach is. So there really are two sets of dinim within this clump. Lo Lamdu Ela gives us four or five dinim. But there's really two sets of dinim. One set of dinim are the dinim of the space of a Pesach. And another set of dinim are how we delineate that space, which are learned from Pesach HaEichal, but those might be learned only by reference. And in fact, that might answer for the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis. Because the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, and Tosfos points out a steady inconsistency in the Gemara, once it works through Rav Shita, rejects it being the Pshat for Rav Yehuda, and comes to Rabbanon, asks three questions. And Tosfos point out the questions are asked differently. To skip for a second to the second question, the second question the Gemara asks is, Tzuras HaPesach should not work, according to Rav, for more than Eser Amos. Because if we're learning from the Heichal, in the Heichal, how large was the Pesach? Pesach was 10 by 20. How much did the Tzuras HaPesach affect? Only 10 by 20. How can a Tzuras HaPesach work for more than that? What's your makor? And Rav says, Eina Chanami. If you follow this line of reasoning, I would have to say the Mishnah works differently. The Mishnah actually isn't matched to a Pesach Yoser Me'eser. So Tosfos point out, wait, why don't we ask a more fundamental question? Why don't we say that just like the Pesach HaHeichal had Eser by Esrim, so too every, and was had a Tzuras HaPesach, every Pesach HaMavoi should require that as well. L'chari, that's a more total limud from Pesach HaHeichal. But the answer is like Rebbe just pointed out. Rav was never suggesting that we learn that the Pesach HaMavoi is formed totally based on the Pesach HaEichal. We do learn that the Shiurim of any Tikkun which will be used in a Pesach HaMavoi have to correlate to those of the Pesach HaEichal, but not that that's why they work. And therefore, the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash they chose to use essentially an amalgam of four different ways of delineating a Pesach doesn't mean that in a Mavoi we have to do that. Rav never suggested that. Rav is suggesting the shear of the Tikkuni Mavoi derived from that. Not that the Tikkuni Mavoi themselves. Now obviously, L'chorah, there's a Pasha Kasha in me because I skipped the first question of the Gemara. First question of the Gemara works exactly the opposite direction. And that's where things are coming from. The first question of the Gemara says, the same way in the Pesach HaEichal we had Dlosos, in the Pesach HaMavoi we should have Dlosos. So l'chorah, that's a suggestion that we should need a certain tikkun the same way they had it there. But l'chorah, just one side ha'ara before we get to answering that question, l'chorah, it's to delete. The answer to that may be the following. As we said before, there's really two different limudim here. There's one limud of the shiurim of the tikkunei mavoi, but another limud, more basic one, of what the mavoi has to be. The mavoi has to be esrim by esrim. How do losos affect a Pesach? They encumber, they infringe on the actual Pesach. How big is a Pesach? Well, it has an airspace of 10 by 20 with losos. That's a much, much smaller effective airspace. How big is a Pesach? What size is it? Well, it's 10 by 20 in structure, but how much air is contained in it? Much less. The dlosos, as you see, were double sets of doors which created a much more structured space. The Gemara is suggesting, if you want to say that we learn from Mavoi the shear, if we learn from Eichel the shear of a Pesach, you need to impinge on the airspace just the same way. So perhaps if we take this Kriyas HaGemara, Tosfos clashes fall away, and really there's two dinim that Rav was learning. There's two dinim, which are really two sets of dinim, which Rav learns from Pesach Eichel. First and foremost, it's a din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says a mavoi cannot be bigger than 10 by 20. That din is absolute and totally borrowed from the Pesach Eichel, like Rabbi pointed out. It needs to have certain space. There's a second din, which is that just like in the Pesach Eichel, the tikkun, the ways in which we established a Pesach, were in certain shiurim. The shiurim which work for the tikkun of a mavoi have to have the same shiurim. In Kenim Dvarim Elu, so then what remains to us that to understand is how much of this is true la'alacha, how much of this is true la'maskana. We've attempted to say that Rav has these two dinim. In fact, Rav has really these five dinim. Rav falls off of this explanation based on a kasha about a mouser, right? Rav says that Eina Hanami, if you follow my first explanation, which he believes is a correct interpretation of the Breis and Daf Beis on Beis, because the Breis and Daf Beis on Beis indicates like Rav. Breis says Mavoi Shu Gavoa Mikaf Ama Yoser Mipisul Shalechol Yimait. Rav says if you follow that line of reasoning, all of the dinim of Shurei Mavoi and Shurei Tikune Mavoi are derived from Pisul Shalechol. But he says that there's another Mesora of Breisos. The other Breisa says that a Mauser works for Yoser Me'asrim. For that Breisa, obviously, the Tikune Mavoi aren't learned from Pesach Shalechel. But does that necessarily mean that the Shir Mavoi wasn't learned from Tikune Eichel? It certainly doesn't mean that the Din that we thought was apparent in the Mishnah and then in the Hemshecha Gemara, in the way we set up the different Kashas, falls off. I would think about it not. There are two Dinim. There are Dinim in the Tikune Mavoi, and there's a Dinim in the Mavoi themselves. The dinim in the tikkunei mavoi rav, at least lagave a malsara, and I think it's possible that that would also mean something about all the tikkunei mavoi. We would have to go one by one and check, and also may depend on Rav himself, because Rav himself does end up saying tzuras pesach yoser mei eser doesn't work, and maybe that's a chiluk between these two things. We would have to go through each one and find out. But the ikar adin, the din that a pesach needs to be eser by esrim, as derived from pesach shalechol, may never have been fallen off of. Now, The ha'ara on this pshat is that even if I state that in Rav, we have to deal with the next line in the Gemara. The line in the Gemara, which is perhaps as a Pisgei Rid says, this is Maskanas HaGemara. The Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, below Rav, Masniyosa Ahadah De Lokashan L'Rabbanan. Right, Rav set up, as we saw, a stira and brisos. One brisos says we learn all the shurim miksha achas, they're all learned from the Pesach HaEichel. And I have another brace which says a Masorah works. That's impossible according to that Masorah. Rather, we have two Masorahs. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, without Rav, I might have had another Pshat. Without Rav, what would I have said? I would have said that a Korah time amai Mishum Hekera. And therefore what? And a Masorah should work. And if a Korah is Mishum Heker, and the problem of a Korah, as seems to be later on from the Gemara of Sukkah, is that above Esrim it's not visible, so a Mausar gets rid of the problem. So he says, below Rav, that's what I would have said. So, first of all, in the Gemara Mineu Bei, I'm not sure that one has to interpret of Nachman Bar Yitzchak as being a total machlokas with Rav. And that's in several ways. I'll point out maybe the most direct, and I think there are other ways of dealing with this question. But the most direct way of saying is that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak never said this la'alacha. He says, below Rav, this is how I would have said. Once Rav comes along and informs me that there is this dynamic, I'm not sure that that's how he's understanding. But I think you could even go farther, and that's because the Gemara in Daf Gimel Beis circles back to the Brisa of Rav, and it quotes the Brisa of Rav to explain the question of Mixas Korah B'Soch Esrim, Mixas Korah L'Malam Esrim. So in that Gemara, we're trying to figure out the dinim of how high the Korah has to be. And in order to establish those dinim, the Gemara says, well, the Pischo Shel Heichal, Heichal Gufo Chalolo Esrim. And therefore, a Mavoi Gufo Chalolo Esrim. Now, if we were deriving, if we're using, what is it? What does Rav Nachman Yitzchak do with the first brisa? He says it's not a problem. The Ikar Adin is Heker. What's that brisa over there? Simon Abama. Let's look at how Rashi defines Simon Abama. Rashi, Divrei Masav Haidek Sonei and Gimel Amud Aleph. Haidek Kasoni B'Masnitza Kamaisa, that which is taught in the original brisa, Yosem Epischo Shel Heichol, Lav De Gamri Mehosam, we didn't learn from there. Elo Simon Abama Nakat, Shelo Sachlef Girsa Esrim, V'tomer l'malo min lamed omer arbaim. Yehei pesach heichal simen biyadcha. So, this kind of simen would hardly seem to be enough to tell me the dinim. If I'm trying to understand what the exact din of where within Esrim this has to be, so Rashi certainly pointed out a very weak version of the simen. If we open up Gimel and Beis, the simen is there to tell me the exact dinim of what kind of Esrim we're talking about. There's Esrim, which is yehai, Esrim, which part of the Korah is within the Esrim and part is above, Esrim where it's the top, and Esrim where it's totally within Esrim. So if it's not Simon Abama to tell me Shloshim, if you really believed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was true Lamaskana, it's much more than a Simon Abama Lagavi Esrim versus Shloshim. Rashi should have said, look on Gimel Mabez, it's Simon Abama in terms of what kind of Esrim is necessary. I would suggest that at least Lamaskana, Rav, perhaps even Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak himself, don't believe that all that these shiurim is a way of establishing Hecker, but rather that a Mausra works to replace a Korah because of that factor.
Wait, when you say it replaces a Korah, you mean that there isn't a Korah there?
A Mausra replaces the Chi of Korah. I'm not sure whether or not, meaning a Mausra, way the Rambam understands it, means a Korah which has an Mausra. So there is a Korah there, but not a Korah B'toch Esrim. That's what it means. It replaces the need for Korah B'toch Esrim. Whatever that means. Yeah. I think Pachot HaYoter, that this might be a framework for the Gemara that might establish from the Mishnah room for such a din. I'd like to look in the Rambam now and see whether or not this approach might help elucidate certain points in the Rambam. The Rambam Yud Zayin Yud Dalid brings the dinim of our Mishnah. He says, "Kama yihye pesach hamavoy v'yye daylach shiro belechi okora." Gavhoi ein pachus me'asrim me'asar tefachim, velo yeser al esrim amo, v'roch vo'ad eser amos. Bamedvar mamurim, shlo hayalo tuas ha-pesach. Avam hayalo tuas pesach, afilo haya gavoa me'a amo, o pachus me'asar, o roch of me'a amo, reizim mutter. The first ta'ara in this Rambam is that the Rambam seems to apply the dinim of Pesach Avoy to Lechi and to Korah. Now, Lefum Riyata, if the Shir Esrim, Lefum Riyata, if the Shir Esrim were Shir just in Korah, so this doesn't make sense why Lechi should be Memuah the same way. So, Yaduim Divrei Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah doesn't believe this Diuk. He says that the Lechi is not limited by Esrim. But the Torah has a much stronger formulation of this din. He says, if the Mavoi is bigger than Esrim, ein lo heter lo b'lachi v'lo b'korah. The Beis Yosef attempts to say that also doesn't mean what it means. At that point, with such a strong formulation, the Bach steps in and says, no, it must mean something, and he has a suggestion that a lechi yosir me Esrim is sometimes possible when the lechi itself is yosir me Esrim. Here in our Rambam, it's quite clear that the lechi is not what's too tall. It's the Pesach HaMavoy which is too tall. Kamiye Pesach HaMavoy v'yedai lachshu b'lechi okora. The Be'er Halacha understands this Ram to be la'alacha, that lechi in a Pesach HaMavoy, which is more than Esamama, is pasal. He quotes it from the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir takes it absolutely la'alacha. So the question is, where would this come from? The answer would seemingly be that if you read our Mishnah the way in as suggesting a din of a Pesach HaMavoy being Yosir Me'esrim, so Meheri Tesi, that din is only true about Korah. It's true that each Tikkun Mavoy has its own dinim in the Pesach HaMavoy. It's not necessary to say that what we're saying is only true about lechi as well. But it's possible to read the Mishnah Kamiy Pesach that Mavoy Gavoa Me'esrim Shu Gavoa L'Mal Me'esrim Ami Yemait is a din in all Mavos. A Mavoy doesn't work. No Tikkun Mavoy will work on a Mavoy which is more than Esrim Ami. In which case, the Ram is very understood. This would also be mapped the first kosher of Taisus. Right, because the first kasha that Taisus asks in our Masechta is why does our Masechta open up with Mavoy Shugavol Amal Me'asher Mama? Lachor, more correct would be to tell me that Mavoy requires certain tikkunim. And then tell me the shear of those tikkunim. But according to the Rambam, it's not a shear of those tikkunim at all. There's nothing to talk about Lechi Okora until we know what kind of Mavoy can accept the Lechi Okora. Lechi Okora is a second step. First, we have to know what is the Pesach HaMavoy, and that's exactly the way the Ram presents it in this din. Kamiye Pesach HaMavoy ve'yedai lachshiru b'lechi okor. The first suggestion of this, the first nafkamina would be that this could apply to lechi. I wonder whether or not we can suggest a second nafkamina in the Ramam, in Halacha Tezvav. The Ramam says, to start in Halacha Yedalad, he limits this din of Pesach HaMavoy. He says, b'med var mamurim, Shelo hayalo tzuras Pesach, aval im hayalo tzuras Pesach, afilu hayagavoa mea ama, o pachos mea sara, o rachav mea ama, harezem mutar. V'chein im haya bakora shomavoy kir v'tir, ad shiyu akol misdaklim ba, afa pishu lamala mikaf ama kshera, afa pishu hi lamala mikaf ama kshera, afa pishu hi lamala mikaf ama kshera. The Ram was never matir, and a malsara. In a Mavoy, which is bigger than Esrim Amah. The Rambam says that the Pesach Mavoy must be Esrim Amah tall. It must be less than Esrim Amos Berochav. And then he tells you that if the Korah has Kir Vitzir, the Korah can be taller than Esrim Amah. Mehechi Tesi, that it would work in a Pesach Mavoy, which is more than Esrim Amah. L'chorah not. L'chorah, the Rambam understood that two dinim derived from Pesach Mavoy.
How is the Korah
Lamal Miasrim,
if it's not being supported by something, and whatever is supporting the
Korah,
why can't that be
making the Pesach Mavoy Lamal Miasrim? That's what we said before, that the Amalsara, the thing supporting the Amalsara, assuming that it's for the Amalsara, may not create the Gova of the Pesach Mavoy. It's a architectural chiluk, and therefore it also can have architectural hagdaris. You're absolutely right. Meaning the Rambam is dealing with architecture, Kamiya Pesach HaMavoy. But that's also why what holds up will be, and I understand that this second point may be more of a chiddush, so just to give you at least one place where I think it comes up, I know that the Maamar Kamo is there's a Tosas Rid, there's a Piskei Rid on Dafyod Amud Beis, which understands the Gemara, which clears about a Mausra versus Tzuras HaPesach, Yosir Me'esrim, as Dafka in a case when you have a sort of superstructure on top of the Pesach HaMavoy called a kippah. And that's when he thinks a Malsara works. Why does he need that for a Malsara? I might suggest, and again, I don't want to read inside, and I'm not even, I may be wrong, it's a chush, it's not necessarily true, but I think it's possible at least. The reason why he believes the kippah needs to be there, he goes on describing this kippah, is because if it wouldn't have a kippah, then a Malsara would just be a Pesach HaMavoy, which is too tall. Exactly like you're saying. It may be that the Piskei Rid at least gives us a Pesach to say this. It's certainly the way he understood. It's certainly the way he understood the Gemara in Daf Yoram Beis. He certainly understood the Gemara in Yoram Beis when it speaks about a Malsara as Dafka, where you have this Kippah which holds up the Malsara, not where the Pesach Mavoy itself holds up the Malsara. Is that enough for me to say that the Piskei Rid learned the Dinam like the Ram? Not necessarily, but I think at least the Rambam could borrow that tzir of a Malsara. I believe. Obviously, a caveat needs to be added. The Rambam even if we're correct, and the Rambam does apply this to Amalsara, it doesn't mean that someone learning the same Mishnah in the same approach that the Mishnah does reveal that the Pesach Mavo has to be a certain size has to learn like the Rambam. The Rambam is boldly applying it to two new nafkaminas. First of all, to Lechi. Second of all, to Amalsara. One could certainly say that an Amalsara affects such clear Heker that there's no need for other dinim of Pesach Hamavoy. They fall away. The Mishnah was only talking about the Takana of Lechi and Korah. And I think you could even say the same basic idea in the Mishnah, even if it doesn't apply to Lechi. Still, we could ask whether or not this is a din in the Pesach Hamavoy that only in such a Pesach Hamavoy can a Korah work. I think we'll see, hopefully, Bezer Hashem, Bli Neder, that in some of the Ma'ar Makomos on Dalam and Beis, you dafka have that Shiluv. You have Rishonim who don't go as far as the Rambam and believe that there's not an architectural din, that the walls need to be a certain size, and yet they believe that there is still an underlying din of a certain size of Pesach Hamavet. Bli Neder Hashem, hopefully, will elaborate.
I was going to turn into Mordechai's point, but the way you want to say that, you would hold in general,
that the Pashas Hadavar, again, I didn't do a Masra fully, really, you know, a lot of the Makaras on Yoram Beis. I thought that a Masra always needs a Korah. Why that is one of those deeper questions which I have not plumbed yet, Bezashem, but now we hope to plumb as we go through the Masechta. It really depends on a lot of the Dinam and Daf Yud Gimel. When the Mishnah tells us that it has to be a Tefach wide, it has to be Mekabel Ariach, are those dinim true by a Masra? Can one or two of them fall off? I could hear that the Masra involves itself in a Korah and therefore makes a Korah different. L'chorah, the Korah does need to be part of the structure, 100%. It's certainly clear for the Ram that the Masra is a Tanayim Korah.
According to what you're saying, that makes a lot of sense.
Right, exactly.
It's not just acting as a play actor, it's fitting into the architecture.
Right.
The other thing is that you're saying that it's busy, you hold it.
Is that harder to say, or is it? I think that would depend, and again, this is something which I don't have my finger on. I think it's going to affect even the next parmachum. We'll see. But it may depend on how deeply ingrained the different elements of Korah are. That Mishum Heker still means something about what it does to the rest of the Mavoi, that it's, for example, that it could be Nimshal to Tzchach. Tzchach, no one in the world, I don't think anyone would suggest that Tzchach has just there as a Heker. Tzchach obviously involves itself and integrates itself and becomes Kadosh. I mean, there's Dinim, which would be impossible to explain that way. So too with Korah, we would ask that question. And then at that point, those Dinim might explain why a Malsara needs to have those things, because a Korah, Enechanami, to define Pesach Shalhecha, Shalmavoy doesn't need that, but it needs those dinim to create a roof. It needs those dinim to be... Right. Those exactly. Those are two different things. I think that would be... Again, I think we might be open to dropping off to Naim. I think that might also help explain one or two things, but I don't think that as a whole, Korah would fall away. You need a Korah, it might be able... I'm not sure that when we say... For example, I don't know whether... We would need we could ask about Dal Tefachim, we could ask about all these kind of different Korahs that we have, we could ask how they work with the Malsaras and things like that. I mean, that's the Rashba. I mean, we're not asking it's a Rashba and Dafgim Ovid Aleph, but and Avodas HaKodesh, but to get there.
The two types of Pisco Shalmavoyis that would emerge, according to what you just said,
I
you're saying that even if these are Dinim and Pisco Shalmavoy, there might be different. Even if you wanted to not hold like the Rav about Korah, about Lechi the Malam, that you can still say this idea that it's a din in the Pisco Shalmavoy, but you just have to say that there are two types of Pisco Shalmavoyis, right?
Right.
One which is Nitkan Ayde Korah,
right,
has certain properties, and
right,
the other one
which is Nitkan even Ayde Lech, right? They made,
so therefore wouldn't
right
be the architect that
right
component.
Ironically, the placement in the Rambam, which is something we hopefully get back to, Dafka might work for such an idea, because the Rambam doesn't place this din together with the more fundamental dinim of Mavoy in Halacha Zayin, and I think it would certainly be open for another Rishon to do that exact thing, to say that there are certain tanaim in a Mavoy, in every Mavoy, And then for a korah to work, it needs to have a, it needs to have a certain shurim in the Pesach. And that's, that would be certainly...
So the lechi part, the one that's nipkalai de lechi, doesn't have no dinim of Pesach, or has different dinim of Pesach? I mean, they only have the mabui dinim, but not the pisco shomayim?
I could go that far. I think, in the, ironically, in the Rambam's formulation, mm-hmm. it would have been fine for us to have had that, because the Rambam splits between mavoy and pisco shomavoy.
Right.
There's a lesson there. He happens to be the one who doesn't have it. I would love to see whether we had... I think that depends a little bit on Daftal and Beis, whether or not we can discern what this Pischo Shomavoy is doing, and then maybe get back to the Rambam and see whether,
so
for some reason.
The idea that when you're attacking with the Lechi, all you have to worry about is Tikkun Mavoy, and not Pischo Shomavoy.
I could even go that far. And then I certainly think, meaning if I don't want to make Tosfos as not believing in this Yesod in God, then Tosfos has to be learned that way, because Tosfos are asking the question on that Beis. I don't think the question on that Beis and Beis would be a good question. It would be a much weaker question if this is really a din by Lechi and Korah, and yet I don't think Tosfos necessarily have to delete the entire idea of Pischo Shomavoy. In fact, I think we'll see in the Rift after that this idea might work. To move on to another sugya of Esrim, on the Maariv Makomos, I went a little different order. I'm going to try to skip to the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis Daf Hey Amud Aleph speaks about a situation where the Mavoy, the Korah of the Mavoy, Haya Gavoa Me Esrim Ama Uvol Lamato Kama the Night Kama the Night Kama the Tzorichle Ela Rochle Bekama. How wide does this miut have to be? So the explanation that Rashi prefers in this Gemara, and many Rishonim follow in his footsteps, is that we're describing the Rochav of a miut underneath. We have a problem. The Mavoy, the Korah of the Mavoy, is far too high. We need to build something in the ground to establish that, to bring the Korah to within 20 amos from the ground. And in this approach, the Gemara raises four, sai and sai, but according to this approach, it's correct to discuss. The Gemara raises four different ways to explain this machlokas. First of all, possibly the machlokas hinges on mutar l'shtamish or asur l'shtamish tachas Korah. Second of all, possibly hinges on whether even if mutar l'shtamish tachas Korah, but you still need to establish that Korah is mishum hekar, not mishum mechitza. The Gemara has a third option to say Korah, and this is perhaps the most important to read inside. Dekuli Amma, possibly Iba Asema, Dekuli Amma Korah mishum hekar. It's six lines down in Haman Aleph. V'hacha behekar shomata uvehekar shomala kamiflagi. The Mar Savar Aminon hekar shomata kekar shomala umar Savar lo Aminon. So this is perhaps the most mystifying of the lines, especially if you're in Rashi's perspective. What does it mean, hekar shomata kekar shomala? What we have in the ground is a itztabo, which establishes the height of the top. I would hardly say that you could have an open question, should the hekar shomata be like hekar shomala? And unfortunately for us, Rashi doesn't explain what this line would mean in either direction. He goes on to say the Gemara has a final option of that the pshat is that the gzera is a question of gzera shem yifchos. So that line for Rashi is undeniably understandable. But what's a little bit still of interest, even in the Maskana Sasugya, is that the Gemara repeats. I would have thought that option is, in its own right, very hard to understand. Certainly not necessary to amount to read it into the last line. You can have a gzeresh yifchos without any question of hakashamata hakashamala. That's so. Again, I'm not sure whether it's today. We may get back to Rashi's sheet on how maybe to read some of the lines in Gemara. But to note that Rashi is definitely speaking about something on the ground, limiting the top, and that Rashi that there's this line in the Gemara which I think needs bear. So the Rosh already points out that the Rif has a different kriyas hasagim. The Rif on Daf Aleph and Beis after the Daf Aleph and Aleph, I apologize, after the two dots, so where it quotes a sugya, Haya gavoa me esrim amma uvol lemato mimato bekora rechava tafach vidyo dekora mishum heker veheker shomata keker shomala ukashem shilamala dyo tafach kedisnan dyo lekora shtei rechava tafach kacha kora shemimait bo lemato mimena dyo shtei rechava tafach. So, two things jump out. One, absolutely, one, Lechora, certainly the Rosh understood it this way. I think the Pasha Pshat and the Rif. Number one, the Rif is only speaking about a miut with a Korah. So the suggestion that Reini Ronason makes, a suggestion that he doesn't mean to disagree with Rashi. Of course he's talking about something on the ground. The whole sugya only works that way. So why talk about a korah? Because he believes that even Rav Yosef was concerned about Gzeres Shem Yefchos. So he needs it to be a korah. It needs it to be something very strong. If it's something strong on the ground, you don't have to worry about Gzeres Shem Yefchos, how much drisa is going to affect the korah. That is Rabbeinu Yonason's approach. The Rosh didn't believe that was what the Rif meant. The Rosh understood, and the Chor is Meduyek in the Rif, that we're speaking about a korah lemala, a korah which was placed over 20 amos, and now we're putting another korah underneath it. And the Rif asks the obvious question: if it's true that you're placing a korah underneath it, why do you need anything at all? Why? How could you have a shita sabai? How could you have anyone saying you need more than the normal tanaim of a korah? Lichora, if we understand something like we were understanding before from the first Mishnah, that there's a din in terms of the shear of a mavoi, so then it's possible that what the first korah is still doing, even after I put a korah underneath it, is that it's establishing the height of the mavoi. If you have a korah at 27 amos tall, so then it's understandable that now this bottom korah is essentially doing double duty. On the one hand, it's a korah, it has to fulfill the tanaim of every korah, but it also has to be oker, the false definition of the height of this mavoi. The height of this mavoi should be defined as 20 amos. The korah defined as 27 amos. So the second korah needs to come along and do double duty. And that's the, at least, again, Bez Hashem Blinetta, hopefully we'll get back to how he would read each stage in the sugya, but the conflict in the sugya is clear. The reason for Abaye is because you need this korah to define the height of the mavoi. And in order to do that, it might have to be bigger. It might have to do two things at once. Now, just for a point of clarification, unless you say, actually getting back to what Mordechai said before, the pashtus is that this riff is not like the Rambam. The entire sheet is a Rambam. The riff doesn't seem to have a problem here with a mavoi which is gavoh me'asim, where you didn't have a korah there. The sugya is only starting off because you put a first korah there first. It's meduyik in the riff like that, just in case. Meaning the Rosh certainly interpreted him that way, but I think it's meduyik in the riff sloshin as well. He starts off by speaking about a mavoi which is gavoh me'asim amos. So Lefum Riyata, that could be talking about the Kosei Amav, I wouldn't know. But at the end of it, he says the following: Kach HaKorah Shemimayit Ba Lemata Mimena Diya Shetehei Rechava Tefach. So what's it miyut in? It's not a miyut in the Mavoi, a Mavoi is Zachar, as we saw in the first line. I mean, even if it's a miyut in the Korah, which is above it. Kach HaKorah Shemimayit Ba Lemata Mimena Tefach. In addition, it's a little bit hard to say the lashon of lemata mimena as going to mavoi. You're never lemata from the mavoi. Lemata from the mavoi is under the ground. You're lemata from that korah. The pashup shot is that it's speaking about two korahs, and that's how the rush learned this riff as well.
Either way, it's under the other korah. It's just a question of on the floor or in the air.
That's for sure true.
So then you can't be medayik the lashon.
I'm not trying to be medayik. I apologize. I'm not trying to be medayik the rushes against Rabbeinu Yohanan. I'm trying to be medayik that what causes the height of the mavoi to be problematic is the above korah as opposed to something objective about the walls. Two options. In the Rambam, we suggested that if the walls are too high, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing. It's not a mavoi which needs to be lachiv korah. So then, one could have read the rift in the same vein, in which case it would be, we would have a different discussion. To accurately understand the rift, I think you have to understand that it's not pshat that the mavoi of being above Eser Mamma in terms of its architectural height is problematic, but rather that there's a korah above which has to be limited. Now, I'm still open in theory. My diuk doesn't say anything about whether or not the korah is on the floor or higher up. But although I do believe that to be true, we can chazer why we think that's true in a second. But I'm just trying to speak out that it's not that the mavoi is architecturally too tall; it's that the korah created and established a certain height. So, given this understanding, so then I think we can understand very well why you would have a baye.
Makes the mavoi. Mavli has got two kinds of things. Suddenly Mavli comes in. Go this way out. So Chazal is trying to tell us what makes a Mavli, what unmakes that which calls thing. We don't know what a Mavli is.
I think that may very well be exactly at the heart of this riff. I think that might be exactly it. I think that idea is very much at the heart of this riff. But then I'm going to try to explicate a little more. The riff seems to be taking a different approach to the Rambam, still understanding that the first Mishnah introduces a din about the height of the Mavoi. But what creates the height of the Mavoi? The Korah. And that's also somewhat meduyak in the Lashon HaGemara, if you follow this Kriya. It's the only line in the Gemara which the Rif actually quotes. The Rif quotes a line, says that the logic of Rav Yosef is Heker Shomala ke Heker Shomata. Now, two hours in the Rif. First of all, what created the height of the Mavoi? The Korah itself, the first wrongly placed Korah. And number two, what will undo it? The Heker Shomata. So the Lashon HaGemara is Meod meduyak. A Korah on some level for the Rif is not stam a hecker. It's a hecker which, like Charlap was suggesting, establishes where the height of the Mavoi is. That's part of how it creates its hecker. Now, I want to be careful. I don't know, again, I don't want to get involved necessarily in the question of Korah Mishum Hecker, Korah Mishum Mechitza, or even all of the various parts of what Chazal had in mind when they created the Takana. But what I think is true is that for the Rif, the Korah does establish. It shafts a chalos of Esrim Amma, and that's part of what a Korah does. Is it what the Takanas Korah was for? I don't know. But it's clear that's what the Korah does. So when you have a misplaced Korah, you have a wrongly heighted Mavoi. Probably not the best grammar. You have a Mavoi in the wrong height. But when you put the second Korah down, a Heker Shomata is Keker Shomala. Rav Yosef argues that all you need to establish the lower height is exactly what you need in a normal Korah. In some way, fascinatingly, Rav Yosef's argument is that every Korah is a double duty Korah, so why should this Korah be any different? Every Korah at least shafts a chalos, at least establishes what the height of the Mavoi is, so therefore, why should this bottom Korah have a problem? Now, it behooves us to go back to Lashon HaSugya to understand Lashonos. Aaron, do you mind if we wait till... Can I come back to you after we go through Lashonos HaGemara, or is it better now?
It's a question about
Lashonos HaGemara. So maybe I'll just follow through and see whether it could work. Because obviously, the question is, how does this fit into the Lashonos HaGemara? So what we suggest, at least at its base, is that there's a conflict in the Gemara between the two Korahs. There's a Korah above, which is establishing falsely the Mavoi is 27 amos tall. That will passel this Mavoi. And there's a Korah below, which is trying to valiantly uproot that chalos. And because of that, we can have a shita that holds Dalat Tfach. But how does that fit into each stage in the Gemara? So again, the first stage in the Gemara suggests that Mutter L'shtamesh Tachta Korah would be, that Asa L'shtamesh Tachta Korah would mean that this doesn't work. So the Korah, the reason for that is the following. And again, several perspectives could be brought to bear, but I'm going to focus on at least just how it would work in the Kriya, and then we could, Bez Hashem, as we learn through Erevin, maybe we'll understand better which one is correct for the Rif. If at no point is it Mutal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah, so then at no point do I see anything but two Korahs. I see a 27 Amma 1 and a 20 Amma 1. Which one is the correct Korah? Which Korah is a more defining of the two? But if Mutal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah, then the bottom Korah is what creates that chalos in terms of halacha. It's also what's most recognizable in Metzias. When you're under that Korah and you're Mishtamish, that's part of the Mavoi, right? It's Nichlo in the Mavoi. It's Mutal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah. I only see the bottom Korah. Why should the top Korah be chal by me? And that Yisron alone is enough to make it the predominant Korah throughout the Mavoi. Mutal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah or also Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah? I would suggest that's a technical explanation. I suggest you could also explain it in more fundamental fashions. I think there's one or two different ways of going with it. Just to throw them out there, maybe to Mekatzer, but number one is again this idea of if the Korah is there to create a chalos heter below it, so then it's more than the fact that the bottom Korah is the one that directly creates that chalos in this Mavoi may give it a Yisron api halacha, which allows it to define the whole Mavoi. In addition, if we don't learn at the Korah as being totally notching the height of the Mavoi, but also affecting the gag, like the schach of the Mavoi, which is certainly a mashal, which the Gemara takes very seriously on Daf Gimel and Beis. So then, it's quite understandable that which is most relevant, which is sochech, most directly over the Bnei HaMavoi, is also the most powerful one. presuming mutl l'shamish tachas a korah. If also l'shamish tachas a korah, then al pidin, this has nothing to do with korah. But I think at least in terms of the kriya, you could use any of these three versions to explain how the Rif would understand that machlokas. And we don't have the Rif's perish on the Gemara, so we're now the next kasha, unless you the next kasha. This
can I just ask a more basic question? Is there any reason to assume that we're talking about two koros here? I mean, given that. No.
Speak out. I think I don't know. That's what I was trying to speak out with Grum before, but maybe I didn't. Yeah.
I'm saying, according to your reading, you're focusing on the Lashon Zachar and the Gemara and the Rif, so then, Haya Gavo Miyasim Amma, who says that he's referring to anything but the Mavli? Maybe the Mavli is only Kaf Amma.
Adarava. Exactly right. Exactly right, but I think because of that, it's also understandable. Because the mavoi is the problem here. It's the fact that the mavoi is gavoh me'asher mavla. But what created that? I'm asserting. I'm asserting that, and now I'm going to try to elucidate that. The Rif did understand that way. The Rif says, at the end of the Rif, right, when the Rif is discussing why the korah milmata works, he says the following: Diol kacha korah shelamimait ba limata mimena diyoshtei rechavat efach. What is it being memayit in? The mavoi? The chalala mavoi? Ba, lashon nekeva. It must be a korah.
That he's using to be the object that he's being memayit with. Of course, referring to the
no.
There's another korah there. There's a referring to the korah that he's putting in.
No, no. He's using the korah to be memayit ba in it. What is the direct object?
That's the object through which he's being memayit.
Yeah. I'm going to say, the next line is lemata mimena. It is not lemata itself. The Rosh has this gears of the Rif. The Beis Yosef has this gears of the Rif. Ayala das. I at least to justify this gears of the Rif. Again, I don't know. I think it's the. I don't know who it is. I have the old Gemara, so a ghost, which is not. It's not Meretz Yisrael. It's. I forget it says there on the side who it is. Me'ofus Yashem. I don't. The Rush had this Girsa of the Rif. I'm trying to Yashem the Girsa of the Rush in the Rif. I'll say it that way. With that Girsa, it's the Korah Pasha that's talking about the Ma'at Hemen.
But there is another Korah.
What? There is another Korah.
Say there are two Korahs.
But yes, exactly. And that's how the Rush understood him. And the reason why that works is exactly because of your point. Your point is still very important. The Gemara is describing a mavoi which is too tall, but what created that for the Rif is not the walls, but this first korah. A mavoi being too tall is not a problem for the Rif, be'etzem. The korah has a power, and I don't know whether that power derives from the takana or is inherent because a korah forms a roof, and then everything above doesn't matter. I don't know what the answer to that question is, but however it has that power, a korah defines the height of a mavoi. So it both lashonos are correct.
Are you being in line the top mavoi with this, or are you just ignoring it? That's also a big problem. In other words, the way you're interpreting, so you the top top korah defines the parameters of the proportions of the mavoi.
Right.
And you want to pull that down. Are you pulling down the korah, or are you pulling down? But your dictum diuk is, which is good, is that you're pulling down the korah.
Right. So I.
But do you really need? Are you really pulling down the korah, or are you just saying that we're ignoring the top korah and we're redefining the parameters of the spatial parameters by the bottom one?
I'm
or since it's there and it served that function, so in some lumbus way you really have to pull that down.
I'm
but then you're not ignoring it. You know, the double duty is no longer.
I think that directly that gets to the Dakimosha. The Dakimosha, which makes the following suggestion, it may get to Rabbi Kivegar's Kasha on the first Rashi as well. There's one possible Knechers Rebbe is elucidating that without caveats the it's as close to have the opportunity, but the top korah it's not totally just for the mavli. That's possible that the Rif understood that the top korah also has a chalos in terms of what the korah is, and you need to be mimayit that as well. There's a Darki Moshe which suggests something I think similar. Darki Moshe says Shinsa Samach Gimel Zayin. So in the way it could be read, that there's a nafgamina of this question. The Darki Moshe says that if have a it depends how you read the Darki Moshe, but it's certainly possible to read the Darki Moshe this way. He suggests that there's a nafgamina gavei chalal asur. that if you have a original korah which was too high, then you have to have the second korah be toch esrim, not riding above it. Right. So that might be part of the perspective of the Rif as well. And maybe even a third.
You're pulling it down.
Right. And that also might be why I said at some point it almost becomes like every Korah is doing double duty. So why is it going to clearing this Shiloh according to the Rif? It may be that it's really doing triple duty. And that's where it comes in. Hekesh Lamata also sounds that way. Hekesh Lamata sounds Lamata from something. I don't know whether it's Lamata from the Mavo. Again, it's not underneath. Hekesh Lamata means underneath the other one. Because it's doing this. Essentially, as Rebbe's pointing out, so just maybe to speak it out more broadly, I think what Rebbe's saying is that even if we follow these diukim, I hope I'm not misrepresenting, but even if we follow these diukim, there may be a triple role of this korah. First of all, the original korah defined the height of the mavoi as being too tall, but it also had a role, as every korah does, of being a korah. And in order for the bottom korah to la'akur, what was created by the top, it's not sufficient just for it to create its normal korah role. It also has to redefine the height of the mavoi, which we described as something that every korah does, but here it has to be ochre, so that also might be an extra level. More specifically, though, and even farther, it might also have to uproot the whole chalos korah above, and that might be why you really need, why it's really doing three things, and that's why the lashon menayit ba.
Or to lashur it by its lamata.
Right, exactly.
It's now like
one thing. Yeah. I thought you might even say that was pshat, possibly in the mandamer, in this gemara komish mechitza. One day in the Gemara it says Kor Mishum Mechitza, you need Dalat Fachim. Why? So Rashi has a specific understanding, which is Nitan to much bigger than Tziv, Sfasemes, asks strong kashas on him. But maybe it's for exactly this reason. Because if Kor Mishum Mechitza, so the top Korah, assuming there are two Korahs here, the top Korah goes down. It's Chudo Chitza and Yorid V'Saisim. And the bottom Korah, what is it? It's a Hemshech of the top Korah. You've done absolutely nothing. It's only if you hold Kor Mishum Heker that we can even clear about this whole subject. I thought that it was possible that you need to, as opposed to just needing to have two separate things which battle, or even two separate things which define the Mavoi in different fashions, you almost have a miksha achas, one dual korah, because we do hold Chudo Chiton Yorid V'Saisim, and you need to disentangle them, and that's really, you need to disentangle them, or more correctly, just make them into one, which is what Korah Shemata does. And once Korah Shemata does that, it's really pulling the top one down. I think that may, according to the, again, Daki Moshe could be, I think, read in two or three different ways, but one way of being Daki Moshe would be that it would happen in this Gemara, and that would, again, I don't know the Daki Moshe had this Piske written in front of him. The Piske written in our Sugya on Daftal and Beis says it needs to get it within Esrim. It's not enough for it to be Esrim above, it needs to get it within Esrim. So if the Darki Moshe has the same idea in mind, we could explain that Piskei Rid as a local din. It happens to be that I think it's harder to do that given the fact that Piskei Rid repeats the same diyuk in other sugyas, although I think you could move them all into this sugya because it's all ultimately a Mavoi which is Gavoa Me'asrim Amma, so you could read it this way, but you could also say no, he has a broad shita which is more in line with, let's say, the Rif. So I don't know what to do. Each of the two Ma'amar Komos which we're quoting doesn't necessarily say it, but I think Pachod Yotera might be doing that. And that might be actually what we're going to be saying, that this might be even a fourth level of resonance, because now the Mavoi is affecting the Korah. I mean, the Mavoi's height is essentially being Kovea, where the Korah, how the Korah can bring down the top Korah, it needs to be within this Esrimam, and Esrimam has a yet another Mashmas. But
you can never ignore the first Korah.
Right.
Because once it's there, it's not just a question of rendering it insignificant or irrelevant.
It has to be amalgamated. It has to be
integrated.
Right, exactly. I think that's then that would certainly work well with, that might be
it did define the Mavoi, and it can work in what you're saying. It did define the Mavoi, so you can't all of a sudden, in theory, you could always say, so we're redefining the Mavoi.
Right.
But maybe you can't go back, so now you have to work within what has been,
right.
until you physically take it away, at least. You have to work physically within what the Mavoi is. It's not 27. The only way to make the 27 into a 20
is to make it all
is
one.
To attach them.
Exactly, to bring them together, right. And that was, I thought, maybe, but ironically, I thought maybe there's a different gerus in the Gemara. The Ravid has that Kurvish Mechitza Dafka would say this way, but that could also work very nicely also. Right. If Kur is just Mishum Heker, you are battling a Kerub. Nechitza, that works. If Kur is Mishum Mechitza, so Adar, then there's a way to connect it to halachically, and then maybe go by the bottom one. The bottom one creates the height of that as well. So I think the riff, again, it's hard, it's impossible to know what the riffs Gersalis were and what the riffs Perushim were, but at least it would, I don't think it would stare at all. So that's the first shlav of the sugya. The riff in the second shlav of the sugya, which I spoke out here, maybe just to explicate a little more, the Gemara goes on to say maybe the machlokas is korbishim hekar korbishim mechitza. So the way we were suggesting, and just to speak out as a shliach, so the is that perhaps what this means is that if korbishim hekar, if the bottom korbishim hekar, so then the bottom kora can just in our gersa kormishum hekar would mean that kormishum hekar would mean that you only need tach kormishum mechita would mean you need dalat tfachim. Why one and not the other? So what we thought to suggest, and I think it could work in different ways as we were describing, was that if kormishum, again Rashi in order to explain this line has to come to very mechudesh dika din, whether it's a prati din or a klali din, that's a nitziv and the sfasemis are trying to figure out, but lemaisa, that there's no chudo pnimi yot, that there's no din of pitika yot v'sosim lamala me'esrim. Certainly, there are Rashbas and Beis Yosefs that don't understand that way. It would seem like that's not the case from Gemara and Shabbos. So the Rif may have learned this totally differently. If Korah Mishum Heker, so then the top Korah doesn't create strongly a Mechitza, in which case the bottom Korah is not included, it's distinct from the top Korah. But if Korah Mishum Mechitza, so what is this bottom Korah? It's just a Hemshech of the top Korah. Korah Mishum Mechitza, the walls go all the way down. This Korah is just part of that. So obviously you need to extend it, it needs to go out, it needs to become its own entity, and then its Mechitzas will work in the Mavoi the same way a general Korah will work in a Mavoi, and they'll also beat out the Mavoi on top, the Korah on top. This would also explain possibly why Dafka Dalad, in this version at least of the Gemara, because it may be you need Dalid for a proper Pitikra, for a stronger version of Pitikra than just a Korah's Pitikra. And it could be here, you need a strong Pitikra, either to be Mitzarif, like we were speaking about before, the top Korah to the bottom Korah, or to be Mevatel, the top Korah, you need this to be the actual Tikra of the whole Mavoi. These are all, I think, options. Obviously, at that point, the next line in the Gemara is one that we already explained. Korah Mishum is Hekar Shamata Keko Shamala. I just mean to say something more limited. If the bottom one has Pitikra Yod V'Sosim going down of a proper one Al Pidin, which is Dalat Tfachim, that may be enough to be Oker, whatever Chaluyos the top one had.
Which one?
If the bottom Korah is four Amos,
right.
Four Tfachim, and it creates Pitikra Yod V'Sosim, so then from its height, its height is 18 Amos. From 18 Amos, so then the top Korah, which only created a Pidin Pitikra, a Erevin Pitikra, isn't going to be nearly as important, and then therefore it's Mevata. I'm not suggesting Pitikra goes up. Adar Abba, it might be more that the Erevin Pitikra of the first Korah is amalgamated into the Halachic Pitikra of the bottom one. That would work just as well. But I think you could use... I think that these are all... I mean, it's hard to pin things down. I think as we learn the sugyas which invoke these different concepts, behooves us to look back at the sugya and in consonance with the Rif's understanding to see whether or not we can square how he might learn these sugyas, the Rif's self, and also how it might be productive for understanding other Rishonim. These are just, you know, Shivrei Psukim and Shivrei Osios.
If I would have a Tikra higher up, and I would put later on, it would be already so similar, add another layer underneath, would it always follow the lower layer?
I don't know. If so, then you have to use one of the other explanations. Enachanam. I mean, that was one. But I'm saying I thought maybe you could say it though. That pitikra of the top, at least once it was already there, is a chalos, and the bottom one is just part of that same mechitza. Why is it more the top than the bottom? I understand once I get it to be dal amos, but why with dal tfach? Once it's not, if it's the same size, so why is it just a wall?
I would think the
tikra
is whatever is basic, whatever you're looking at from the bottom.
But so I then meaning in Kingdoms Ramelu, then I would use one of the other Peshatim. I think we've created. I think there, unless I'm wrong, there are other options that do hold up without in the connection between abayishita and mechitza. There are other ways of saying it. This was one option, and if it's not possible to say, then it's not possible to say. Certainly, if the rift doesn't hold that way, it's not possible to say. But then use one of the other options that the dalet tfachim is there to create a real mechitza, which therefore is mevatel the top, more resoundingly. I don't think it should stay. Just to read the last line, because the Miri is an important hara on the last line. I think it's also one that may be productive in terms of understanding some of the different parts of what we're speaking about. The last line is that really the machlokas by gzeirah shem yifchos. So the Miri asks, "What's gzeirah shem yifchos? What's going on up there? We're not in the era of helicopters or balloons. What's the problem? This second korah, what is it subject to?" So lechora, the answer has to be, and I don't think the answer can be, that it's subject to anything beyond the same things that could affect the higher korah. But I think that there are two ways of dealing with this question, one more limited, one more expansive. Let's start with the more limited one. First of all, it may be that if the bottom korah is doing double duty, triple duty, we've even, I think, got it to be quadruple duty at least at one point. So we're much more worried about Gzeirah Shem Yifchos, and certainly we're more worried about the conflict between the two. Meaning if either one could be Nifchas, then that would be a problem. And I think we could highlight it with an afgamino. What would the riff say if the first korah happened to be a tefach and a half stick, the top one, and the bottom was a tefach and a half stick, and it's Nifchas? Or say better, you put up a tefach and a quarter one underneath. Maybe, because the top one is more powerful in some sense, maybe the fact that it creates pitikra, the fact that you haven't been so same and totally stop off its hashbah, that would be a problem. I don't know that that's not true. And therefore, Gzeirah Shem Yifchos is absolutely relevant, and it might be relevant not the way Rashi said it, not being subject to natural forces, but rather Gzeirah Shem Yifchos, because if you don't get the sizes correct, you will alpidin have nothing to talk about. We're not talking about that teva will break one down faster than the other. We're saying something much more. If you're poches, when you put it up, it's nothing at all. And that would explain the lashonos and some of the rishonim here. Again, herchav davar is not possible right now, but nam tashem, maybe we'll get back to it. That some of the rishonim connect the size of the bottom korah to the size of the top korah. In some of the Rishonim, it's obviously not at all relevant to us because it's talking about something on the floor. But for the Rid in particular, maybe for other Rishonim as well, the bottom korah might have to be at least the same size as the top korah, or you've got nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. The bottom korah has to be the same size, and therefore Gzeirah Shem Yifchos is absolutely shaykh. I could suggest something even more expansive, but I don't know whether I think maybe it's more could add to move on to other Rishonim, but maybe after Chabur, if someone wants to come back to it, there might be another way of understanding Gzeirah Shem Yifchos. The next step in the sugya is to analyze, I believe, the shitas of Rabbeinu Chananel, if it's possible, b'nenu mitzashem. Rabbeinu Chananel understands the following. He explains the sugya as follows. Haya gavoa me'esrim amma uvo lematoi me'matoi begovoi ad she'amidenu bekof. So the first ara is that lechora he's speaking about a miut in the air. Memato begovo ad she'amidenu bechaf. Not a miut on the ground. What's begovo?
The ground higher, the height becomes relatively shorter.
So why isn't that enough to say memato? I mean, what's Begovo teaching me in that version? I agree with you that Kishal Atzma, this is a diok cow, but I think it's a diok. No? I mean, why don't you just say Mimato?
There's one real part to the Begovo, to make your problem of personality.
I think that's exactly what the direction I would like to suggest. I don't know that you can prove it from here, but I think it's possible. But I think we'll see. Yaakov, even if in this point it's a diokal, I think later on you may see it more beherchav davar. If not, then obviously, please point it out because we have to figure it out. Berachvo says the Gemara bekama. What's the width of this miut? The Gemara bekama mato. Rav Yosef Amar tefach kolomar shir rochav akora lema behapligi abayi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar Tefach, Kosavar Mutalo Lishtamish Tachas HaKorah. Shenimtza Mishtamish Bimkom Shehu Esrim. Abai Amar Dalat Vachem, Shehotzalo Lishtamish Min Amavoy Tachas HaKorah. Shetachas HaKorah Kelechutz Dami. Umen HaKorah Vilefnim Amavoy Mutar. Vichach Tzorach Mokom Acher Zulasi Tachas HaKorah Lihios Pesuch Esrim. Sheh Mutalo Lishtamish Bo Min Amavoy. So, I don't know for sure, but I think two things come out of here. If we accept the Diokal in the beginning of the Beinu Hananel, which may not be correct, but then if that is true, then the Beinu Hananel is saying a fascinating tzir. He's suggesting that this Mavoi, because it's too tall, requires two things. Obviously it requires a Korah like every other Mavoi, but first of all, it needs a miut begavo until your mamidenu betefach, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the korah. They're going to have two tikkunim here, right? He says first of all that he says that tachas korah is aser to use, right? No, tachas korah is aser to use. You need to build something else to make it that it's makom is esrim, which is mutter l'shtamish tachas korah. But if the miut was the korah itself, so it's still going to be tachas korah. I should definitely say that again. Perhaps it's kedai to return to Shidas Rashi for a second, and then we'll go back to Beinu Hananel. So, in Rashi, it's clear that what you're doing is two different things, right? You have to put a korah, the korah is there, and you have to also build something on the floor to get into the mavoi. Now, the part on the floor is the part which is not under on the korah. But in the first version of the Gemara, mutl shamish tachas korah, asl shamish tachas korah. If you hold asl shamish tachas korah, you need some part of the miut to not be underneath the korah. So I think that aspect of Rashi is apparent in Beinu Hananel, right? Just reading the later words, right? The first attempt to explain the machlokas is of Yosef Amar. Tefach, kasaver mutter lo l'shtamish tachas hakorah. Shenimtza mishtamish b'makom shehu esrim. If you hold mutter lo l'shtamish tachas hakorah, then all you need is a miut wherever it's placed, a miut of tefach. Why? Because you're using a place which is esrim. Abay amar dalet fachem she'asu lo l'shtamish min amavoy tachas hakorah. You can't use the part of the mavoy which is underneath the korah. So what? She'tachas hakorah kelechutz dami. U'min hakorah v'lefnim amavoy mutter. So therefore, lefichach tzorach makom acher zulasi tachas hakorah lios b'soch esrim. You need a second place beyond the korah, which is within esrim. So far, I think that's true. Now, if we return to the original diuk, and again, it depends on whether or not you believe it's a diuk. But if Rabbeinu Hananel said lemato memato bigav ho ad shiyamidenu b'chaf, and he meant that the miut was above. So then, there's essentially a miut above which extends beyond the korah that creates a makom of esrim.
You could do, you're contrasting Rashi and Beinu Hananel, right?
If the diuk is true.
So then, I'm just clarifying the.
I don't know.
According to Rashi, this it's on the ground, so you are within 20 of the korah for some distance outside of it. For Beinu Hananel, the walls next to you are lower for than 20 for some area outside the korah. So also you are
right.
You're not actually closer to the korah, but you're in a good structural mavoi.
Yes.
For enough space to have the korah work.
Yes, and I think you're asking implicitly. So you're getting. I believe the korah in such a case would have to be also b'toch esrim. We're not describing, I mean, the korah avad has to be b'toch esrim. That's certainly true. We're talking about a mavoi yishuv, not a korah yishuv. I mean, you describe them to as beautiful.
What's the difference between Rashi? I mean, will the pictures look different for Rashi and Rehanel? You're going to be standing
slightly, but basically not. I think you're right. I mean,
the only thing is if you step off of that floor, did your walls get taller or did your floor get lower, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I mean, it's the same, but the difference is just this. This is your miut. This is your person. and here's her kora, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Whereas according to Rashi, this, it's the same avoy, probably a different person. And you have a kora here, and then you have an istaba like that. This creates the esrim here, this creates the esrim here. That's all, I believe, the way Rabbi Yochanan has the dinah. If the diuk is correct.
Okay.
This creates esrim, or this creates esrim. But the distinction is tremendous.
There's an picture, meaning after that 20 line, I guess the wall goes up.
The wall, yeah, the wall, in a chayim, exactly. The wall is like this. It's gargantuan, mammoth.
Except
yeah.
That area.
Yes.
And that line should be on the other side of that line.
What?
The tall line should be on the other side of the...
No, no, well, the miyot, I'm imagining a Pesach here. Yeah, this fellow was walking out of the mavoi. This is the Pesach HaMavoi.
Right.
The walls surround, you know, going back again. The walls go back. The miyot is in the Pesach HaMavoi. I should have brought Lego. The miyot is here, right? I just one second because I'm the miyot is here. Oh, exactly. Yes, that's a Pesach. Right, exactly. Those walls are far too high. So the water bottle is just the right height. Those walls are just too high, right? This is not a good Pesach HaMavoi. Anchovies. The walls are too high.
Right.
But the korah is properly placed. So we're all ready to have a good Mavoi.
Right.
The korah is over here. But it's a Gavoa Me'asur Ma'amah.
The walls.
Yeah, and we have an essential issue with a Gavoa Me'asur Ma'amah.
So I'm saying the four tefachim.
The four tefachim
towards me are carved out of the form.
They put in like this. You put another board here. Yeah, I just need someone who has longer. There's one sentence. It's like, no, I can do it myself. Yeah, it'll be helpful. Definitely helpful. Shkar, thank you. So you hold that one and that one, and then you have a miut going across like that. No, you can see the tops of the walls, but now at least I've established a Pesach HaMavoi of a certain size. The Pesach HaMavoi...
It's not actually the walls matter, it's that there's a roof before you get... You're in the doorway.
Yes. Okay. Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's, I think, the major question that one can ask. I think you've gotten in terms of, once the dinam, if the dinam are true, which I'm not sure Rabbi Yochanan needs to mean, it's a diokam.
Are you playing double duty? It won't, like, why do you need... You both that you put the lucky ad code. Oh no, because you need four. Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's a way. If the dinam are such in Rabbi Yochanan, which again it depends. It's not. I'm not saying this is a machach diok at all. But if that's true, so then I think it helps us very much with the question of what the substance and the idea of this tnai would be. As you said, the walls are still very tall. It's not really a din in the walls. It sounds more like a din in the Pesach. I hope I'm quoting mostly now. I don't know whether it's a din in the Pesach though. Totally, I think we could make we could raise a middle option, which is that what the Pesach does is it defines the relevant space of the Mavoi. The Hainu, and this we could explain this in a lot of ways, and it depends on sugyas that I don't have an anchor on, so I don't want to be too specific. But in a general fashion, the Pesach defines the height of the room. An example of that is the Lashon of the Gemara in Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara says that Heichal Gufo Chalalo Esrim. The Heichal's Chalal was Esrim. It doesn't really mean that. It means the Pesach HaHeichal had a Chalal of Esrim, and the Heichal was taller. But the Pesach has a radiant effect on how we look at the whole Chalal of the whole room. If that's true, then that I think is very that approach. I think would work better with the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel himself is talking about having an area within the Mavoi where Mutar L'shtamesh, which has to be Esrim Amah. He says, Nimtza V'chok Tzarech Mokom Acher Zulasi Tachas HaKora Lios B'soch Esrim Shei Mutar Lo L'shtamesh Bo Min HaMavoi. There's a tnai in the Mavoi itself that it have a Shir Esrim. You need a place in the Mavoi which is usable, which has a Shir Esrim, but that Shir wasn't shtelled for the whole Mavoi, because if the Pesach HaMavoi has it, and it does touch, verge, affect the beginning of the Mavoi, then that effect, that determines the height of the whole Mavoi. So Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why, again, I'm not sure that Rabbi Yochanan necessarily had this in mind, but if he did read the sugya this way, then it would also be a very powerful way of understanding what this Tanai is useful for. Because for the Beinu Hananel, it's not just about defining the Pesach HaMavoy and that's it. It's about a place in the Mavoy which has a certain shear.
It's not, neither is it the narrowest, which is the Dvarim HaMetaknim.
Right.
Nor is it, in this case, even the Pesach.
Right. It's in the Mavoy.
The Pesach sets the tone or defines the height or the parameters of the entire Mavoy.
Right.
Does Rashi say this? Does Rashi hold this also? Or he would say, you just need the door to be small, and the Mavoy can be huge.
I if you look on Ma'amar Kumos, I think it's Hey or Vav is about Shitas Rashi. I think there's a lot to talk about in Shitas Rashi. I think Rashi, the Meiri, just to quote one Rashi, which certainly sounds this way, and it's about a different shear, and we have to be very specific because each shear could have its different understandings. These parameters that we're talking about are first and foremost about shear esrim, but the other shear should also be checked based on these ideas. Rashi says that in the sugya of Chalal Mavoy Tanan, Chalal Sukkah Tanan, right, and Daf Gimel Beis, Rashi says that the Gemara says the same shear applies to the height of the wall of the Korah as relates to the walls of the Mavoy in their smallest height. The walls have to be Eser Tfachim, the Korah can be no shorter than that. And Rashi says, Ulam V'chein L'mata, in Bala Soso Namuch Menicha Misfas Asara Tfachim Ulamayla Devepachos Me'asara Lohavi Mavoy. Now, we're not talking about Pachos Me'asara Lohavi Mavoy in terms of the walls, we're talking about the placement of the Korah. But the placement of the Korah is affecting, I think, the way we look at this Mavoy. The Mavoy has to have a certain shiur. So I think there's what to talk about in Rashi for sure. B'nei Nevetz Hashem, hopefully, either Old Chazon Lamoed or, if, you know, depending on that. But I think, just a chazer. So again, Rebbe spoke out the maskana of what this Beinu Hanano would mean. Again, assuming that the Diyuk is true, and it may not be true. Hopefully we'll see more reason to believe it in the Rambam, B'nei Nevetz Hashem. But the idea would be that what is this Tanai, assuming that there is a Tanai, based on the beginning of the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that you need a Mavoy, which is Gavo Asim Amma. So at first glance, even if we say it's not a din Tikkunei Mavoy, it may just be a din in the walls. It could be a din in the Pesach HaMavoy. I think that this Rabbeinu Hanano would certainly, if he believes in the din at all, it's certainly talking about a din in the space of the Mavoy itself. And that somewhat resonant, even if you wouldn't. That point itself, even if you don't believe the first diok in Rabbeinu Hanano, still emerges from Rabbeinu Hanano in a different sense. Because as opposed to Rashi, who connects the Heter Tashmish, Tachas HaKorah, and the Shir Esrim in that Heter Tashmish, to the question of Heker of the Korah, Rabbeinu Hanano leaves that out in Gansen. Right? He's not saying that you need three Tfachim in which I can recognize the Korah. He's saying you need three Tfachim in which you can be Mishtamish Min HaMavoy. So assuming that we don't read Rashi into Rabbeinu Hanano, there's still, Rebbe's point still comes out, that the Shir Esrim is a Shir in the Mavoy. He just may not agree with what we were trying to assert, which is that it also needs to be etched into the walls of the Mavoy. It could happen with, like Rashi was talking about, in Staba on the ground. So that's, I think that point is separable and is true in Rabbeinu Hanano, even if you don't believe that the Miyod is above and the Miyod is below. Does that?
So according to you're putting a fourth tefach Korah basically on top that goes out further?
That's the way I was reading it, and I thank you for asking that, because it both clarifies, but also I think clarifies the last point I made, which is that I don't think, even if you wouldn't take that kriya in the first diuk totally as being true, I think you would still get the sense from Beinu Hanano in the later diuk that the issue at hand of Esther Mamma is not a matter of being able to recognize the korah alone; it's about being able to be mutter l'shtamish in a makom esrim. Makom esrim is not necessarily have anything to do with heker.
Meaning, if the area that Rabbeinu Hanano is basically trying to make, I guess, within the Mavoy that you're able to mishtamish, but it's not tachas hakora, and you've just extended the korah. So where is your makom with your makom that you're being mishtamish about?
It's the next three tachas.
But so you're saying you would limit the rule of also the mishtamish tachas hakora that Rabbi is saying to the first tefach of the fourth tefach korah. Even though you're saying the first tefach.
of a tefach korah. So that
in our kriya sai and sai, there is no, the top korah doesn't have a din korah. Whether it's a top korah or a bottom korah.
We did one board that was four.
Yeah.
So then what would the din be on the back three of that korah?
No, I'm saying you have a second korah there.
We did one thing that was four. So it would be both serving as the korah and as making it.
Nobody.
It's not higher than 20 in your shape of the doorway for four. But the back three, can you?
I don't know, and that's why I think
which overrides, like, is it more Korah than it is wall shrinker, or is it?
Oh, I guess I'm missing. In it, I'm.
Is that what you're asking,
Sarah?
I'm just asking. The lashon of is that you need an area within the moed neshtamish. That's what I think Ariel was being mad at initially. No matter what way you read Rabbeinu Hanal seems to be saying you need to be able to mishtamish.
In a makom
aser. Maybe the shape, just besides being, you have to make the moment usable.
But and have a shir esrim, usable with a certain dinim, a certain tanaim. It's not a matter of usability. It's a matter of that the esrim, the shir mavoi is kovea. What for throughout the mavoi you need a shir esrim. The mavoi must have a shir esrim. The mavoi is a place where you're mishtamish. So that's the way you test that criterion. But
the shir has to exert influence on a makom shemishamish in the mavoi.
Right, but
I'm just wondering,
make it a tzuruf to it,
right?
Because it's a bigger function.
Yes, and that's. But I don't think that should affect. I don't think.
What I'm wondering is if you say that you have to be mishamish, it has to be an area that you can be mishamish in the mavoi, and you're going to say that it's not referring to, let's say, putting something below as opposed to putting something, you're saying rather it's referring to putting a korah that's four tefachim above, so then according to Abaye, it's also mishamish tachas a korah. If you have a very wide korah, is there some part of it that you...
But generally mavois aren't more than 20 amos tall, there's no chisar.
This how do you escape that being the core that can't be mishamish? You're rapturing right into that because you have four you're outside. Here you can always you're never gonna accomplish it because you're mishamish.
Beautiful.
Or it's also mishamish.
I think most mavos is not gonna be a question because most mavos are less than Esrim Amma. The normal way to get to Esrim Amma is to in most mavos. There's nothing
one,
to talk about.
But this one you're fixing.
This one I'm fixing now is fine because
you never get that goal for Abaye of makom mishamish.
No, because for Abaye, you need a korah which is arba over, and you need a korah underneath it or a lechi underneath it also.
The top one is, if I put a lower on, you're saying if I have a lower korah, now I'm not meshuvah to that would be the top one being a korah. Anyway.
It's not a korah. It's the top one is a miyot. I don't know. I ask you a pasha question. Does the top one have to have dine korah? Does that have to be makabel riach? I don't know.
Going back to Darkei Moshe, if it didn't, then you wouldn't have
any
restriction, right?
Right, it may make it stronger, you think. Right, neither of that.
But again, if the top one isn't a din korah, so then the bottom one is a din korah, so then, again, why are you looking at the isha under the whole, in any of those four tefachim?
The bottom one is only a tefach wide. The top one is four. So the top one creates a makom esrim, which is outside of the purview that the top of the korah. Physically,
I misunderstood. You're saying that the top is four, the bottom one.
Yeah, the bottom. Yeah, we're discussing the bottom. Meaning the yeah.
You could accomplish it. So that's what you're saying originally. I got confused with the drawing. You could also accomplish it. You didn't add a core. You just chiseled away at the walls for a space of four top and back.
I
stuck one left.
I guess. I suspect that might be true, but I thought that was much more onerous.
It is.
I suspect that is true.
You get out of this problem.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. No, but I think you're coming to the point, which is that we're talking about architectural and physical questions. Right. Absolutely, that's true. It doesn't surprise me Chazal tried to find a more limited way of doing it. That's, I think.
If you'd be bothered, if you have this issue and not be able to get out of it and say, no, once I have a lower one,
yeah.
You don't care about the top one. If you sleep on the top
yeah, exactly.
One,
then you would have to.
There is no top one.
Yes.
Get rid of the wall.
Yes, 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 yes. Exactly. Yes. Let's say Abaye lives in a place where there was an absence of four tefachim korahs. There would be a. It gets to the point of what we're trying to say, that there is a more fundamental solution, which is to be shorter. That's the best.
No such big words are hard to find.
I was thinking about what Rav Shech likes to quote from the Rav also about Tzchach. If it's shaykh to go weiter at this point and try to understand But we don't know to Hashem that she does a Rambam in light of this. The Rambam brings our sugya, I think, in a way that's very similar. It's certainly a way that is similar to the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel in some sense. The Rishonim already make that point. Perhaps we can elucidate a little further what some of these ideas. That the Rambam brings again halacha tes zayin. Mavosha gavol min aretz ad karkais kora esrim amma v'ovia kora lemala me esrim kasher. First in. Second in hayagavo yesrim esrim if it was taller than esrim. Uva lemato bekorash miniachusa lemata tsarech lios berachva tefach. So here I think what Eliran was suggesting for the Rif originally is probably true in the Rambam. The Rambam is not speaking about a koro which was originally yesrim esrim, but rather a mavoi which is hayagavo yesrim esrim, physically taller than esrim. Again, with the diuk of Zachar and Nekeva, but even more importantly, there's no reason to assume he's going back on a korah. Uva lemato bekorah sheminiach osa lemata tzarech lios berach v'tefach. The Rambam tells you it needs to have a rochav tefach. So, lechora, there's there's different questions that one could ask about this Rambam, different ways to elucidate it. I think what comes to the same point, we'll ask two. A korah generally doesn't only have to be berach v'tefach. A korah needs to have kedei l'kabel ariach. If the Rambam wants this to be your korah, so then there's much more that it needs to suffice. It needs, in order to be a korah, it would have to have more than that. L'chora, based on everything we've said in the Rambam till now, though, pasha, the Rambam's not speaking about a korah. L'chora would fit with everything we've said in the Rambam till now to think that what the Rambam is speaking about is not the actual korah, but a miut in the Pesach HaMavoy. The Rambam tells you a Pesach HaMavoy needs to be a certain shiurim. Chazal didn't say that a mavoy which is larger than those shiurim has no possible tikkun, no way to fix it. You first have to affix a korah underneath its height, which is at least a tefach thick. And that also explains why the Rambam thinks this is a chiddush. Right? The Rambam doesn't say Eino tzarech ela tefach, which would be correct based on the sugya, because there's a day that holds down and a day that holds tefach, but also correct because above he already told you that every korah has to have a tefach. Rather, he says tzarech leos berach v'tefach, because you might have thought a paper thin, a very small scrap of wood is enough to define halachically this as a pesach hamavoy, especially because we're not in the Rif. We don't have anything above it which is creating contrast, which you have to uproot, which you have to distinguish yourself from. You just have a Pesach HaMavoy. So this Tefach alone will suffice. What goes underneath it? Again, given our Kriya of the Rambam before, it might even be you're putting a Lechi underneath it, for all we know. Maybe you're putting a Malser above it, for all we know, although that may be less Pashim. Certainly, there's no Raya in the Rambam. The Rambam is seemingly speaking only about the Miot, which you put in.
So you're dealing with a case where there's a korah on top and you're putting another korah below it. So then
why?
These hekar shalmata, hekar shalmata, must be a shalmala.
So, is hekar shalmata, hekar shalmala speaking about two korahs that are present or speaking about al pidin? Hekar shalmata, I think you have kedarcha b'kodesh, the exact heart of the question for the Rambam. But I don't know that we have to follow the interpretation that you raise. Hekar shalmata, hekar shalmala. We have a korah underneath a korah above. No! We're talking about generally. What achieves hekar generally?
Why would you call it mala and mata?
Because usually it's at the top of the mavoi, and here it's at the bottom. That's where the Rambam's lashon himself. What does the Rambam say?
The
korah.
Yes,
and we have the walls. The Rambam writes, the korah sheminiach osa lemata. Chari, it's pasha where you're putting it. Where are you going to put it? Like the Gemara said. You're going to put it, of course you have to put it underneath. I mean, the mavoi is bigger than esrim, you need to get it lower. But the Rambam, I think, is implying, that's how I read that line in the Gemara. This is a hekar lemata. It's different than hekar shalmata. In fact, Abaye could have seen different dinim by them. But ledina, we pass on like Rav Yosef, hekar shalmata, a underlying hekar, has the same dinim as a hekar shalmala. But I think there is a very strong ha'ara, because what I'm saying, gufa, takes some of the weight out of what I was saying before. Saying before is that the Rambam could have imagined you know, even a piece of paper, right, or even something random. He says tzarchlos bruch v'tefach. That's a chiddush. So if I'm right, though, that we're describing the Gemara is contrasting and comparing hekar shamata and hekar shamala as general dinim, so then it wouldn't be fine just to have a piece of paper. It seems to me like it would come out from the Rambam a little bit al derech harif in the following sense. The Rif understood that the Korah always notches and tells you how tall the Mavoi is. And therefore, if the Korah was higher, we had to uproot it. And therefore, actually, another Nafkumir, which maybe we'll get back to in the first again, in the parak. That's what the Korah does. The Rambam may be implying in this halacha, in his Avan in the Gemara at least, that all Korahs do serve this function. And that's why you could even think to compare the two. Meaning, why am I comparing to... This is a Hekar Shalmata, which does much less than Hekar Shalmata. I'm going to put a Lechi on, I'm going to put a Koran, I might even put a Mauser on top of it. Why should it have to have the same dinim? The answer is that, possibly, the Rambam learned that part of the role of every Korah is to establish the height of the Mavoi. Korah goes on the top of a Mavoi, it establishes, it frames the Mavoi. And this is also here to frame a Mavoi. So you have a good Havamina, in fact, a good Maskona, of Hekar Shalmata, Hekar Shalmala. The kind of things which work to establish the height, the size of a mavoi on top, should be similar to the kind of things which work to do it lamata. You could even have a tzad, it has to be more, like Abaye says, because it has to undo something much more telling physically. So I think the Rambam in this regard is borrowing from the Rif. Again, not in terms of the din of the, how the din of Pesach Shomavoi is defined generally, but maybe at least in terms of it being a relevant factor of what every Korah does.
That's the assumption was that already is ending the top of the mavoi, and then when he's mamsha, he's assuming koyav gavo, he also may ask him the same, based on that same korah which ended the mavoi until now.
I
ending it now with another korah.
I guess so. It's never chazing mistakes because they're both emes. So and I don't know, help to define what I think I'm trying to elucidate here. What I'm trying to say is that number one, here we're speaking in Blashon Zachar and not Nekeva. More importantly, the Rambam before
the way that the Korah would be.
Korah would affect the Mava in a Chanami, but even in terms of that, the Rambam before didn't define a Pasul Korah. He had a Kasher Korah there.
He told you what it had to be.
I know, but saying it's very strange. Wouldn't if the Rambam meant in the first line to set up both cases, more I would have thought more appropriate is to say Mavushu Gavoa Me'eser Ma'ama Pasol Koreshu Gavoa Me'eser Ma'ama Pasula. If it's at this height, it's kosher. If not, you can use this.
The same point that he's really trying to tell you that the role the Korah is doing is defining the height. It's not the in the Korah, it's the in of the height of the Mavushu. I did the Korah.
I think at that point, at least it's equally, if not, you know, that's a so that was that's the Rambam. I guess if people have a little more time, and again with our understanding that you know we're that there's only so much time and there's many things to do, but
actually about 12:30.
Okay.
Until then.
Okay. So
if you want to go
a
little longer, I can stretch
12:40. Okay, I don't think we'll. All right, so I guess just to.
Shia is still probably like.
Right, but that's but right. We have.
Shia is.
I think like 4:20 or so.
No, it's more than that. It's 4:31. Right?
4:30.
4:31. No, not Benoget to Mincha, but Benoget.
Different sheet. No, you're from the lake.
No, I'm guessing.
They're the Mishavur about Rishavsky and that. I was wondering whether I guess there's different directions to take this. I'm not sure what's. Not sure what the best way to go is, but maybe to start with establishing this idea in another group of Rishonim might be useful as well. I think if we tried to argue that there's a Shir Esrim for the Mavoi itself, and we tried to see it first in the Rambam in one instantiation, in the Rif in another one, and then the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam in a second way. So maybe could I to look at one or two other ways in which that might arise from the same Sugan Daled and Beis. Maybe we'll then try to get back to the Rambam and just clarifying what we mean by the Rambam a little bit more. The first Marmakom, and I apologize, it's not in front of everyone, is the Beis HaBechira, that describes a different girsa, a different way of reading the sugya about kora, which is lamala, about mavi, which is lamala masrim, or kora, which is lamala masrim. In this version, he says the following, and this is something which appears in Sefer Itim and other. It's brought in different ways, different Rishonim. It seems to be a common thread is the following idea. So to return to the sugya as Rashi has it, the premise of the sugya according to most Rishonim is we have a korah which is too tall, and we need to be reminded it by putting something underneath it. Now, for most Rishonim, what's put underneath it is a etzdaba. It's not of any inherent significance. It just makes the height go down. But we did say there's one line in the sugya where the Gemara says hekar shomata kekar shomala. So in elaborating that line in the sugya, the Miri has a very interesting girsa. Yesh she'in gorsim, chad savar korah mishum hekar, chad savar korah mishum mechitza, v'chule. Elish she'gorsim, de'kule alma mutter l'shtamish tachas ha'korah. V'hacha b'derav dimi k'mithlagi. De'omer makom she'in bo arba, mutter l'vnei rishas ha'yachad, l'vnei rishas ha'rabim, l'chasef alav, u'bevach le'achlifo ala derech she'bi'arnu u'bemesechas Shabbos. Rav Yosef leislay the Rav Dimi, v'filu tefach havi miyot, u'mafsik ben shtei rishuyos, v'bay islay the Rav Dimi, u'v'heker shomata k'shomala k'miflug. So, the Fum Riata, Rav Dimi, to start step by step, the Rav Dimi is a question of when you have a space which is between the Shosarab and Shosayachid, how much space is necessary for it to become its own place, therefore also for either of them to use. Machlokas says the Gemara here that they would have a machlokas. Rav Yosef would say only already at a tefach it's also l'shtamesh, and Abaye would say no, it takes dalet tefachim to do so. And then, as he says, Rav Yosef says afilu tefach havi miyot umasik ben shtei reshuyos. So l'chora it's a ha'ara, I guess. Why then does it need to be a miyot? If what you're doing here is you're creating an area underneath the ground more than 3 tefachim tall, right? We're saying this etzdaba on the ground is more than 3 tefachim tall. So now no one is going to be able to use it, right? The people from Rishon LeZion can't come in. Rishon LeZion can't use it. It's a clear demarcation of where the mavi begins and ends. So why do I need it to also be a miut? Why does it need to be the Gemara didn't fall off the beginning of the sugya, which is what this peirush is coming from. The Gemara still assumed that the bottom etzdaba has to be memayit until Esrim Amma. But why do I need that? I have a tremendous hacker on the floor. I have a clear demarcation of where this mavoi begins and where it ends. I have lechora; it's no gara from an amalsara. So I think it's possible that the second din would devolve from this idea of a shear in the mavoi itself. It doesn't help you that you have a clear demarcation between the mavoi and lechutz. You also need to have a miut, and the kogra above in this version is an integral part of creating the height of the mavoi, more in line with the rift than anything else we've seen. The kogra above says the above height of the mavoi, and what's on the floor needs to create, not needs to get it closer. That would be, I think, a outlying way of expressing these underlying ideas. But in a more limited fashion, but perhaps one that is more broadly held of. So the Chidush HaMeiri in the same sugya has a fascinating suggestion. The Gemara, as we mentioned, says Abaye needs dalet tefachim. Rav Yosef needs tefach echad. Why does Abaye need dalet tefachim? L'chora, if the issue was also l'shtamesh tachas ha'korah, mutl l'shtamesh tachas ha'korah, so any amount into the mavoi would be good. We would then have a korah, less than esrim, in the rest of the mavoi. So Rashi explains, tzarech she'e makom hanikar v'chashuv. That's what you need. The Meiri goes a step farther and explains as follows. Ulabai min hadin havasagile b'yeser mitefach porta. Aval hai da'atzurchei dalot tfachim lav dafka, ela midafikte mitefach ukme barba. Abaye explains as follows. Abaye says, the Miri seems to be saying, in Ikra Adin, it would have been fine to have a porta beyond the first tefach. However, because it's larger than a tefach, and we made it dalet tefachim, we made it dalet tefachim. So Rav Isser of Isser, so he has a maracha where he wants to say, more mechodesh that taka ladina. That's what the Meiri paskens. I'm not interested in that question. The question is even the fundamental understanding. Why would a porta bilvad work? So it seems the Meiri says you need a tefach and a porta, right? That's enough for Abaye. Ein hachanami al pidir. We need dalat tfachim. But be'etzem you need a tefach and a porta. Meichadesi. Why do you need anything beyond a porta? Just make a korah. Just make an itstaba on the ground that's next to the korah, not under it, and is a porta. Or then say it needs to be a makom chashav, so make it to three. Why do you need a tefach and a porta? And more relevantly, and much more revealing lahalacha, because we pass him like Rav Yosef, is why does Rav Yosef say you need a tefach bechlau? If what we need is, right, Rashi says, the Meiri is going with that gang, that we need an itstaba on the ground to establish the heker of the korah above. So build an itstaba, which is a porta wide. Why does Rashi need a tefach? So I think in the Meiri, the answer might be that Rashi understood that there's mamish, the same two dinim that we've seen throughout, as expressed in a different way. There's not a need that the ground space of the... We don't start... It may be that the Meiri understood that, not to speak to Rashi, but the Meiri understood that there are really two dinim. First and foremost, you need a korah which has hacker. How do you get hacker? Porta. If you hold asul l'shtamesh tachas korah, that porta has to be outside of the korah. If you hold mutl l'shtamesh tachas korah, it's fine for it to be tachas korah. That's the porta. But you need a tefach also. Because if you don't have a tefach, then how tall is the mavoi? It's much more than 20 amos tall. For the entire duration of the mavoi, beyond one little porta, it's more than esrim tall. The korah defines the height of the mavoi, and the height of the mavoi must be esrim. So you need a tefach. Now, why does that need to be more than that? Because for the Meiri, all you need, the only tnai of the height of the mavoi was for the extent and the length of the korah. And you can explain that in many different ways. That could be because be'etzim this is a tnai in pesach mavoi. If it's a tnai in pesach mavoi, the korah is the defining factor of pesach mavoi. So only the pesach mavoi has to be esrim. The rest of the mavoi doesn't have to be. You can go as extreme as that. Or it's possible, I think, that the korah, being as it represents the tikra, the roof of the rest of the mavoi, so as long as for its length you have a height of 20, you have a proper shear. But l'chora, I think the two dinim in the Meiri tally with these same two ideas that we've been speaking of. There's one din in the shear hamavoi, and there's another din having of a korah establishing hacker. For the second din, a porta bavad is enough. For the first din, a tefach is enough. Now, I think you could get to fasting nafkaminas, which I don't know whether we'll ever be able to plumb totally, because we don't paskin, like, although you could, and it just, Bazar Shemple and I will try to plumb. The idea of a baye, of needing a tefach connected the korah above, what would be the din if your korah was dalad fachim? We have korahs which are dalad fachim. If a korah is not mekabel ariach, it needs to be dalad fachim long. I don't know, maybe all you need is a tefach of the mavoi to be properly heighted, or maybe really the korah establishes something like the height of the whole mavoi, and it needs to be for the length of the whole mavoi, for the length of the whole korah. I don't know the Ladina, but I think that question would be apt to ask according to this Havana. So again, with more temerity than in the Meiri, where I think it's more clear, but I think it's possible to suggest this is the same thing is true in Rashi, and there's definitely at least one lashon in Rashi which I think is worth noting. Again, Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi explains that the essential issue is whether or not you'll have Hecker. But then why does Yosef need a tefach at all? So Rashi, I think, explains that in four words. When Rav Yosef suggests that you need a tefach, he says, tefach kineged rochba shel korah v'tachteh. Now, kineged rochba shel korah could be talking about where you place the tefach. Right? It has to be against. But then tachteh would be musar. Obviously, tachteh is telling you where it has to be placed. But then, what's Keneged Rochba Shel Tefach Shel Korah coming to tell you? It seems like it's telling you that there is an objective din that the Itstaba has to be the same size as what it was above. But why is that? So, again, without other evidence, I wouldn't necessarily know. But if we do think that the Mishnah, first Mishnah, does create such a din, so it makes a lot of sense that it's connected Rachma Shel Korah. The Korah establishes the height of the Mavoi, very similar to what Packer was suggesting, even in the Rambam. But the Korah has that role. So if the height of the Mavoi has to be 20, so beyond the Hecker that has to be established, you need a Tefach for the whole thing. And that might... The height of the Pesach Hamavoi, correct. You could always build in one of the... For this ration for the Miri, I don't know whether we would know. It could be later on. In later circuits, we'll be able to find out. There's another Diak and Rashi which might work well with this as well. I don't know how much to put on it, but I think at least the following Har in the Gemara could be made, and maybe it plays itself out in Rashi. Why should the Tefach have to be Tachas HaKor at all? Why can't you have Heker some other point in the Mavoi which is B'toch Esrim from the Korah? The Korah has to establish Heker Dafka there and nowhere else? So the answer might be, of course, because the Korah has a role to play in the Pesach HaMavoi. That might be enough. Putting that question aside, to clarify something more specifically in Rashi, the Rashi Divrei Maskil Man Damar Abba, according to Abaye, says that Abaye believes that you need Dalet Tzfachim because you can't use Tachas HaKorah. How are these Dalet Tzfachim played out? Hilchoch Tzorach Shegi Moshech L'soch HaMavoi Shetei HaKorah Nikeres Laim Kishisham Shuba Otsagova. I think that Rashi understands that the miut which you're putting on the floor must extend into the mavoi. But he's not mevater, I believe, on the fact that it has to also be underneath the korah. Why does it have to be underneath the korah? The korah, that would be enough. You're at the Pesach HaMavoi, it's also l'shtamish tachas korah. The korah itself there in the korah is not the mavoi, the pashtas. Why then can't you just have four tfachim next to the korah? Because that wouldn't establish the height of the mavoi. That would establish a place within the Mavoi which has Heker, but it wouldn't give you enough for the height of the Mavoi, assuming, as we are assuming for Rashi and for the Meiri, that the Korah is what gives you the height of the Mavoi. So it needs to be, the Korah has to be a certain height, that it's not enough. So these, again, I think, number one, in the Pesach of that the Meiri quotes in the Beis HaBechira, it would certainly seem to make sense, maybe even in this, maybe in the Meiri, in his suggestion, Porta, and maybe in Rashi as well. I guess, then, perhaps we'll move to one point of clarification in the Rambam, and then B'nai Zashan, I think we'll close. I think there are other nafkaminas as well, but maybe we won't. We'll see. But to go back to the Rambam, so what we've tried to argue or tried to suggest in the Rambam is that there are dinim of the Pesach HaMavoi. Those dinim of the Pesach HaMavoi are unchangeable. They apply even to Lechi. We suggest it applies even to Masra. We suggested that if you don't have them, you have to physically demarcate the height of the Mavoi. But the question that I don't know, we very much appreciate. I appreciate. We suggest in the Rambam three different applications of this idea of Pesach HaMavoi. First of all, even a Lechi would be hinged on it. Second of all, and a Mausar would certainly might be hinged on it. And then we even said you might need to create something to structure the Mavoi in a certain way. But I want to modify that suggestion, and I'm sure that, like many of the suggestions that we made in the Chabura, much modification will be needed in terms of the Mashmas HaDvarim, because as we learn more and move it together with other things, this is just one example of a modification which I think is apt, at least even at this point, is that I don't know for the Rambam that this din should mean to our minds that there needs to be a Pesach HaMavoi before there is a Lechi and Korah. And that's for two major reasons. The one is Alpi Din. Now, what do I mean by that, to clarify? One way of looking at these dinim is that there's a din, you need a Pesach HaMavoi. And this is the way you structure a Pesach HaMavoi. Every Pesach is different. There are Pesachim Linyan Rishuyos, there are Pesachim in the Heichal, and then there are Pesachim in the Mavoi. And the Pesach HaMavoi is certain dinim. And then you talk about Lechi and Korah. But I think that it's not so clear to me that the Rambam believes that a Pesach HaMavoi is a Tnai in every Mavoi. Maybe instead of that, it's a limitation. In fact, the way the Rambam phrased it, just from Rita when you first read it is sort of like that. Kama yiyeh Pesach HaMavoy v'yiyeh Dai Lach Shiro B'lach Yokora. How big could a Pesach HaMavoy be? It doesn't necessarily mean this, you need to have a Pesach HaMavoy, just that this is the biggest Pesach that you could have. And that, I think, comes out, would be necessary, because the Rambam takes issue with the assumption of Tosfos and Daf Gimel and Beis. Tosfos Gimel and Beis say that Rav Ahiloi's shita that a mavoi must be dalat fachim wide is based on the fact that a Pesach needs to be dalat fachim wide. The Rambam doesn't agree with the din and doesn't agree with the svara. The Rambam halacha test lechora. The Rambam Yudzayin test says mavoi shein barachvo shlosha tfachim enu tzarech lo lechiv lo kora. It seems like he disagrees, and the Rishonim pointed out he doesn't pass Rav Eloi. If he doesn't pass Rav Eloi, you can have a mavoi without a Pesach lefum riyata. A mavoi without a Pesach is still a mavoi. It's not that there's a tnai in a mavoi has to have a Pesach. It's that if a mavoi has a Pesach, it has to fit with certain dinim.
Isn't it better anyway if you want to say that these aren't dinim so much in Pesach and mavoi, but a mavoi?
Absolutely. Meaning, if we assume, like Rebbe is saying, if we assume that in the line of what we're trying to see in Rabbeinu Hananel, but perhaps even more so given some other rise in the Rambam, which maybe we'll try to get to in a second, this is a din in the Chalal HaMavoy, so then of course the question is not so much that the Pesach needs to have certain Tanoim, but as much as it has to capture Chazal delineated that a Mavoy has certain Tanoim as a whole. The Pesach HaMavoy is just a way to frame or create that. And I think you see that even more in the Rambam's formulation all the way back in Zion Beis, because the Rambam, when he's telling you what's a Lechi and a Korah, does the Rambam, the Korah, if I asked Tosfos, they would say a Lechi and a Korah is something you put in the Pesach HaMavoy. Pesach HaMavoy is an absolute Tanai. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam writes Heyach Matir and Mavoy Esasim Yodzayin Beis Oselo Beruach Revis Lechi Echad O Osa Alav Korah Vidyo. What is a Korah going on? Not in the Pesach, it's going on the Mavoy. And other Rabbi, we know from many of the sugyas, a Lechi works in Chatzi HaMavoy. It's only Matir Chatzi HaMavoy, but it works in Chatzi HaMavoy. Architecturally, there's no Tanai that of a Pesach HaMavoy for a Lechi and Korah. There's a Tanai, a Lechi or Korah is something that works on a Mavoy. And a Mavoy, which has a certain size Pesach, has sort of become too big to use those Heterim, a Mavoy as a whole. I might suggest that also involves itself in something interesting in the Rambam. If we look at a Lechi Yudalad, so if I was restating the Mishnah on Bezo and Aleph, I think that I would have restated the two dinim that appear in the Mishnah on Bezo and Aleph. Right? What are the two dinim? Gavo and Rachvo. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam Alach Yodalad says, Kamiye Pesach HaMavo V'yei Dai Lach Shiro B'lach Yoi Koira Gavo Ein Pachos Me'asar Tvachan V'lo Yester Al Esrem Amma V'Rachvo Ad Esrem Amos. Why the third din? I would suggest maybe that's because the Rambam was trying to teach us that these are all equally dinim of the Mavoy. The Pesach HaMavoy needs to affect the Mavoy in all these ways. It has to have a Shir Eser, a Shir, and that's the first Shir he brings. Not just that he involves it. The first Shir he brings is Eser Tfachim. Asar Tfachim, I apologize. Only then does it get to Eser and to Eser Amos. Because really these are dinim in what size Pesach delineates and properly forms and shapes the whole of the Mavoy. And Blenenu Mitzvah, as we learn further in circuits, hopefully we'll have a better understanding of that. I don't know, this is purely speculation, but I think it's possible at this point just to raise that the Brisker Rav in that piece in Bechoros, which I've not done properly and I need to get back to and to understand better, but understands Mavoy as a stima, maybe working from such a Havan. The idea of Mavoy as a stima may be because of this kind of idea. The Mavoy does have to enclose a space, just like Sukkah encloses a space. Memela, how you get there, it might be allow for, even on Mubah, it may allow for big psachim and small psachim and these things, but they have to all be learned not as pirtzas, but as ways in which to encompass a space. But again, this last line is pure speculation. Just to delineate again, this is just a chazer and then delineate Makomos Avoda without looking into more Makos Befrat right now. I think what we tried to do was basically look at the first Mishnah and see whether or not we could have a din, whether the Mishnah just means the height of a Korah or means something more than that. I think we tried to show that in Rav it certainly works with the way he's learning from Pesach Shleichel. It might it might well be the distinction between the two questions in the Gemara against the way Tosfos understood that those questions. We then move to a different prong. Again, that formulates itself maybe the most strongly in the Rambam, where it affected Lechi, where it affects the Malsara. In a more limited fashion, we tried to say that maybe that's a part of what every Korah has or does. We saw in the Rif that when you have a Korah in the wrong place, it actually affects it, and therefore you have to relate to it. We thought that certainly would do better if it was hinged on this idea in this Mishnah. We saw in the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel that there may be a more absolute din, that the walls themselves can never be more than Esther. You need to actually create that, even if you never had a bad Korah Bechlal. But that we thought even for them, the Korah as Hekar Shomata is doing something like that. Certainly the Korah of Hekar Shomata might be doing something like that. From there we went on to try to see that it was possibly true, even in the Meiri and the Rashi, who do connect the Dinim to Hekar, but seem to have other parts of it which are outside of the purview of Hekar. And then we tried to explain exactly where it is that this falls in the Rambam. This isn't necessarily a Tanai as a Pesach HaMavoy, but rather something more about the space within the Mavoi. I didn't get a chance to. The Maamar Makomos are here, so maybe other people will see on their own how these things come together. But I did want to delineate at least one other issue where I think this might be useful, which we didn't have a chance to go into. That would be, maybe two, first one. That would be the Shitas HaRif about Chalal Esrim Tanan. The Gemara and Gimel Beis, which we looked at, but we didn't look at the Rif Shitan. The riff over there has this interesting shita that even though we say halal esrim tnan, we don't mean that the korah can actually be outside of that halal. So if we go with what we've been using till now, especially in the riff, that the korah delineates the height of the mavoi, perhaps he understood halal esrim tnan as being the halal of the mavoi, including the korah, because the korah is a delineation, and therefore it's not the kasha that the Rishonim ask on him. And I did want to point out that the Tosfos Rid certainly seems to be learning like that riff, and it's possible that other Rishonim also learn like that the riff. Once we have this framework, it may be more of an open machlokas and not just a curiosity. It may answer the kasha of the Gerin Shas on the first Rashi, if Rashi just learned like that, especially given Rashi and Gimel Manav. Those are some things that was one direction we could go in. Within that sugga, there is this dark emotion, which Rebbe and I talked about a little bit, and I didn't get a chance to fully elucidate, which may well explicate these ideas. Any of the chilukim which we're working may work for him, but he says that there is two different cases of korah needing to be esrim. There's a korah which needs to be esrim, which is besoch esrim, like the rif shita, and a korah which can be above esrim in a different place. I don't know exactly which one to put on. I have maybe a suspicion, but I'm not sure. But the chilukim which we raised between the different ways a korah works may gufa spell themselves out. And nafkamina is like what Dark Emotion is saying. And it's possible Dark Emotion is a better answer for the Girin Oshas's question. It's hard to know. But one of those two may work. The other application, that was one application, the question of how much the korah has to be within the space of the mavoi. The final question, which I thought maybe could be connected, was to get back to Yaakov's chabura, whether maybe this could justify the idea of using different amos to measure halal. That idea, I think, is out there and possible to understand, but certainly would take more time than we have. I just one word of thanks. In preparing for the Chabur, it was tremendously useful to speak to Rebbe. We'll have to also speak to B'nai HaChabura, and to think about preparing for the B'nai HaChabura, it certainly helped my learning and my thinking, and I hope that or Samech Bechavirim, which is the goal of one of the end results and maybe goals of Talmud Torah. Oh, I didn't have to.